Tom Say, this is Daniel Barker Trombley here for the Wind Speaker Radio Network for CFWE, Alberta's Best Country, and CJWE, Alberta's Best Country. And I have the honor and absolute privilege of sitting down with Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's own Bob Carpenter. Welcome to the Wind Speaker Radio Network.
Thank you, Daniel.
And so let's talk about the 58 years as a wild ride. You know, when you first joined the band back in the late 70s, did you ever imagine you'd still be out here touring in Canada in 2025?
No. Nobody's mind works that way, believe me. I don't know anybody that thought they would be where they are now in the late 70s. I mean, you know, especially the business we're in, music business is so fickle, and you don't know if you're going to last, you know, a month or a year. You're going to have a record that anybody ever hears. You're going to end up at the Holiday Inn, or you're going to, you know, it's like, you just don't know. So at least I don't try to think that way. I just try to enjoy the music and feel I'm lucky to be able to continue to play it. I've always felt that way.
And, you know, the All the Good Times farewell tour hits Edmonton, Fort McMurray, Calgary, and Medicine Hat. Any favorite Canadian tour memories you'd care to share?
I just remember all the times we've been up there. I mean, we started up there in the early 80s. I think we toured up there with Eddie Rabbit. We toured up there with the Judds. We toured up there with Carlene and Carter. And I mean, there's just so many great things. I mean, we've made friends with promoters up there. I remember going golfing in the snow. I remember going skiing up there on our days off. And I mean, we had a lot of special memories all the years we've been up there.
You know, with so many hits like Fishing in the Dark and Mr. Bojangles, do you ever mix it up, the lyrics, or does it muscle memory just take over at this point for you when you hit the stage?
You know, pretty much if you don't try to think about it, because, you know, we take a couple months off in the wintertime. It's no good to tour in December, January. So when you get out there for your first show, you know, you'll go over some stuff maybe, but it's mostly muscle memory. If you just don't think about what's coming next, your body will automatically say the words usually.
You've collaborated with legends like Johnny Cash, Emmylou Harris, and Willie Nelson. Any dream collaborations you never got to make happen that you wish you did, or any new genre of artists in the world of your genre that you'd like to collaborate before the final curtain called?
Well, collaboration is a thing where we get to do that on stage sometime during festivals, where we'll, you know, get up on stage and we'll be playing with acts like Warren Treaty and you know, people like that, and we'll just invite them up. And when we tour, you know, we're on double bills sometimes with people, and we'll get to play with them. As far as studio stuff going, I think we're pretty much winding down our studio collaboration days, you know. But I mean, there's a lot of people I wish I could have played with who aren't with us any longer. But for now, you know, we just go from show to show and gig to gig, and there's an opportunity to share the stage with somebody, whether it's during Circle Be Unbroken or something else, so we take advantage of that.
This tour is called Farewell, but is it more of a see you later, or should we be stocking up on tissues for the last goodbye?
I don't think it's anything to cry about. Now, this is our last full year of touring. We will not be doing this anymore. Well, we're gonna try to do get to like May 13th of next year. That's the band's 60th anniversary. But as far as stocking our calendar with 100 days of touring like that is this year, that won't happen again.
And, you know, we're looking at the Alberta tour stops. Are there any plans to sneak in some fishing or road trips to the Rockies between the shows?
Oh, we got 14 shows in 17 days. And when we have a day off, we take advantage of it. I think our days of going fishing on our days off are pretty much over at this point. We got a pretty hellacious schedule ahead of us, and we need to concentrate on doing the best shows we can. We've seen all the beautiful places up in Canada. We've been to the Rockies. We've been out to Vancouver. We've been everywhere. We've been to the East Coast. We've been all the way up to St. John and St. John's and all over the place. So this particular tour, we're just going to stick to the script, and you know, we'll probably stay pretty close to the hotel on our days off, because we're traveling every night too in between shows.
With the tours themselves coming to Edmonton, Medicine Hat, and Fort McMurray in Calgary, what can fans expect with these farewell shows? More greatest hits or deep cuts or a little bit of everything?
A little bit of everything. We're gonna do all the songs that I think everybody else wants to hear up there. You know, we'll do Dance Little Jean and Face on the Cutting Room Floor and Cadillac Ranch and Mr. Bojangles and Fishing in the Dark. We'll probably do Rippling Waters. We'll do a little bit of bluegrass. We'll do stuff from all three Circle records. It'll be a pretty broad taste of everything that they've heard us do that they like us to do, I think, I hope.
And I've always wanted to ask you this too. Over the years, that you started seeing so many country bars and so many venues just doing the Cadillac Ranch dance. Tell us, like, when you guys got to see that overall reception from so many fans of the song, what thoughts came to mind for you when you started to see it take a huge leap of everybody, even kids at the young of age of six, doing the Cadillac Ranch dance since, you know, elementary school days?
Well, it's all about Canada. I mean, it started in Canada. There was a whole giant article in the Toronto newspaper about 2 years ago about how this whole thing with teaching the line dance and all this stuff in schools, how it all started in Canada. We can't take any credit for this. This is the Canadians, buddy. You guys did it.
Well, can we see you, Bob Carpenter, and many of your band members doing the Cadillac Ranch dance?
Oh, yeah. We'll do it in between doing our heel kicks and our splits on stage. We'll do a few backflips for you, and that will be best show we ever play. Thank you.
And finally, before I let you go, Bob, is there any final piece of advice that you'd like to share with any, you know, aspiring artist or band that, you know, wants to get to the level that you guys have reached over the so many decades that you guys been hitting on the stage across North America and beyond?
Well, there's no secret. I would share some information. I wouldn't have anything to do with to get to the level that we are. I mean, obviously, to continue to play music all your life, if you love it, you'll work at it. And if you work at it, there'll always be a place for you to play, and there'll always be somebody who wants to listen to you. Whatever level that's on, whether you're playing in front of 50 people or 10 people or in your living room, or whether you're playing in front of 50,000 people, it's still the same thing. You're just one person playing music for one person. There just happens to be more of them listening at the same time. So it just, you really have to love spending time by yourself to work on your craft. You have to be okay. You have to love the sound of your voice. You have to learn to appreciate yourself and what you do, where you're not going, well, that's not good enough. You can't say stuff like that. You got to just do it for the love of it. And if you can find one person that likes it, marry them.